Good morning, everybody. My name is Bhupinder Singh Farmaha, and I'm working as a postdoctoral research associate at University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Today, I will be visiting with you about on-farm assessment of rotation impact on high-yield maize and soybean system. I want to acknowledge the co-authors as well as the funding institution and institution who are supporting us for this study, Nebraska Soybean Board, Nebraska Corn Board, Water for Food Institute, and Natural Resource Districts. This is the map of Nebraska, and many of you who are familiar with Nebraska, it is divided into 23 natural resource districts. Here we have selected three different NRD, Tri-Basin, Central Platte, and Lower Niobrara, which is focused of our this study. And these three natural resource districts are actually portraying the major corn production system in Nebraska. And you can see that within these three NRDs, I'm showing different dots, and each of that dot is representing each individual field. So we are tracking around 3,000 field over 9 years. So you can see the amount of information we are getting for this study is 3,000 field over 9 years. This is the power of this data set. And these three NRDs are distinct in terms of the soil characteristics. For example, in Lower Niobrara, these are sandy soils. In Tri-Basin, these are homogeneous silt loam soils. And in Central Platte, highly variable heterogeneous soil texture. And so the current management practices in these three regions are also quite different. But the average yield obtained is around like 13 tons in Tri-Basin, 12 tons in Central Platte, and 12.6 tons. So you can consider from here, even though they have so much diversity in weather, soil, current management practices, but there is not much variation when we are looking at the region level. So what happens in these natural resource district farmers in their NRD, they are supposed to provide information what kind of crop they are growing, how much yield they are getting, how much input they are supplying in terms of the nitrogen, irrigation, and also they are supplying information what are their soil test levels after the harvest and irrigation nitrates too. And most of these fields are achieving very high grain yields, and but strikingly, the variability is less than 10% between year to years. So that was the framework we are using for this study, and the first objective of this study is to compare the yield and input use efficiency for maize in maize versus soybean maize rotation. And the second is we wanted to not only assess the how much rotation effect is there, but also what is the magnitude of that rotation effect across regions and across years to find out what are the factors driving the variation in rotation impact of magnitude of rotation across field and across years. On this figure, I am showing on the x-axis maize yield in maize. So this yield is coming from this, the farthest right one. And on the y-axis, I am showing maize when it is grown after soybean. And there are three different colors of dots. These are representing three different regions, and multiple dots representing it is a annual mean yield. So coming from each dot is representing the mean value over 1 year over around 200 fields. And when we see this graph, it shows that the linear regression line is parallel to one-to-one line, but also well above one-to-one line. So it means that when we looked at overall picture, there is a rotation effect. So the maize yield were higher in soybean maize rotation compared to maize. And when we tested it here on a small insert I am showing, when we tested it, this rotation effect is significant in each region. But it is the magnitude of that rotation is variable among region as well as among years, as you can see through the dots. So we know now that even at the high yield levels, we are talking about like 12 ton to 14.5 tons. So the rotation effect exists in irrigated high yield production systems also, which has not been tested across many states. There are few studies, but those studies were focused mainly on the field plot, not only the farmers reported data set. So what we are looking here is what is portraying into the actual fields. And now next question was whether this rotation effect stay there in the third year or not when we come. And on the left side here, I am showing on the x-axis maize. Again, the yield I am talking is this farthest right. And on the y-axis, it is soybean maize. So it means 2 years prior we have soybean, and we can see that the regression line is almost parallel to one-to-one line, and there is not much difference. And when we tested in any region, the rotation effect was not significant. So what it means that the rotation effect is only 1 year phenomena. It does not have any benefit in the next year on the maize yield. And now let us take a look on the soybean side. On this one, I am showing the sequence is soybean, maize, and soybean. And on the y-axis, I am showing maize, maize, soybean. So the idea is, does it impact if previously we had one maize crop versus two maize crop? And we can see that when we had two maize crop, the rotation was, soybean yields were higher compared to when we had only one maize crop. And which is not has been seen in the maize yield. So it means that rotation effect in soybean side, the effect is prevalent in second year also. We do not have testing for soybean because in Nebraska we do not have a soybean field anymore. So maybe there are few, but almost insignificant. What other thing we can see here is that rotation effect is changed across the yield level. So as the yield level increased for the soybean, the rotation effect decreased, though it never became negative or approached zero. And when we tested for each regions, that the rotation effect stayed there for each regions, and it was highly variable. So this was something new we have seen or gone through many of the rotation study published in last 30 years, but there is not a single study quoting this thing. So now the next question is, what is happening? Why there is a rotation effect? And previously a lot of research has been done to look at various factors, whether it is soybean credit or as a corn penalty, or whether it is the is it a residue issue, or whether it is pest or the weeds issues. And we do not have all that data to test here, but what we had, we wanted to test everything in our best context. And since we do have nitrogen fertilizer, we wanted to see whether how much farmers are applying. As a norm, like many states, they have the recommendation to cut down 45 pound nitrogen when you are growing maize after soybean. And here we're seeing what happens in the production field, that farmers are definitely applying lower nitrogen in soybean maize field compared to maize field. And the magnitude wise, it was 13 kilogram nitrogen less. Again, this number is coming from 9 years across 3000 field, and that was significant for each regions. What happens when we have high yield with less nitrogen? So it means we are efficient with one rotation sequence compared to the other sequence. And we can see on the right side of this slide that it is partial factor productivity. Basically, it is the ratio between the grain yield obtained with the amount of nitrogen applied. And when we can see that partial factor productivity is high for the soybean maize case compared to the maize, and it is highly significant in each of the regions. So we got 3% increase with rotation, and we decreased 6% nitrogen rate, and increased 11% partial factor productivity. So this is something, the utility of this kind of the data set. One of the factor people were thinking that the rotation effect is related to the residual soil nitrogen. And since we have this data, we wanted to test it. We have residual soil nitrogen at the harvest of the previous soybean as well as maize crop, and we checked it, and when we saw that there is no any significant difference in two regions, and there was significant difference only in one region, but that the power was so low. So we cannot declare from here that the residual soil nitrogen is the factor driving the rotation effect. On the right side of this slide, I am showing the residual soil nitrogen next year, means at the end of the maize cycle, when it is grown maize versus soybean maize. And we can see that the differences were not there in any regions, and it was non-significant. So from here we can rule out that soil nitrogen is not the factor driving the rotation effect. So now next question is, what are the factors then? So what we did, so for all those 3000 field, we took the Sergo database, and we took out the soil property and interlinked it with the Sergo and collected all the soil information. And we focused on the soil properties that were having very less multicollinearity. And our idea is not to use all those soil property, but somehow come up with biophysical indicator that can be used and a representative of those properties. So we used principal component analysis. And here I am showing the two principal component analysis on the y-axis, principal soil principal component 1, soil principal component 2, and these are the three regions. And these two principal components together represented 70% of variability across field. And now you can see the power of this one. And when we look, what is the representation of this? So soil principal component 1 has a higher and positive loading for available water holding capacity, soil organic matter, and pH. So basically soil principal component 1 is the proxy of the soil quality. Higher the value of the soil PC1, better is the soil quality. And when we can see, when we plotted the distribution is very narrow for the tri-basin compared to the other two. And it is highly homogeneous compared to others. So we can, like I mentioned earlier, that our prior information that tri-basin has homogeneous and highly fertile soil. Similar kind of principal component analysis were performed for year-to-year variation in weather properties. And then we used all that information to put together in the statistics to run ANOVA. And here I have several other factors which I am not going to explain, but I will be focusing the interaction of the previous crop with soil principal component 1, 2, weather principal component 1, 2, nitrogen fertilizer rate and irrigation. And we can see it is striking that nitrogen fertilizer rate and irrigation, they are not the factor who is driving the crop rotation. And also for the soil principal component and weather principal component, that interaction was significant in one region but not in the other and not in the overall analysis. So the only interaction that was significant in two out of the three region and the overall analysis was the previous crop with the soil principal component analysis. So bottom line is that the soils are the important parameters that is driving the inconsistency in the magnitude. And in the next slide, I'm going to show the variability here. Little bit complicated chart. I will take a minute to describe it. On the x-axis, again, these are the soil PC scores, and on the y-axis, the estimated yield difference. And these yield differences is between soybean maize versus maize. And when we can see that at low soil PC score, there is no rotation effect, but it increased as the soil PC score increased. So it means the rotation effect is higher in high quality soil compared to the low quality soils, and it is significant, as you can see from the hysterics. So when we look at this at a bigger context, what we has been done in the past, previous studies, there are a lot of studies talking about the rotation effect, and we wanted to see where we stand when we want to benchmark our rotation studies with all those field studies. We put together information from all these studies, and here on the these are the studies from the rain-fed field, irrigated field, and when we see that the rotation effect decreased as the level of the yield increased. And the same thing I can show from here chart that 20% to 0% rotation effect as the yield level increased from 5 ton to 15 ton. So I will conclude my presentation with this one, and I will focus only a few conclusions. The first one is that the rotation effect is there even at the higher yield level. And what is more important about this study is it is coming from the farmer's field. So it is not only one location or 10 location for 3 or 4 years. And we also see that the rotation effect in case of maize stayed only 1 year, but in soybean it stayed for 2 years. And we also have higher nitrogen use efficiency when we have rotation compared to the monoculture maize. And from here we can also see that the rotation effect is driving. Soils are the important parameter driving the rotation effect, and we have a high rotation on the high quality soil compared to the low quality soil, and which is very useful information to further best optimize our nitrogen management programs. And with this, I will thank you everybody. And
one question.
Yes.
When you're, be careful when you start talking about nitrogen and you say that nitrates to say that it's not a nitrogen factor.
Okay.
Any changes in mineralization potential of those soils, we've got short-term changes that you actually can pick up your mineralization potential. So just be careful. The nitrate component is maybe 1% of the total N.
Yes, and we do have a publication coming out of that, and we are talking about the primer mineralization effect also, which I didn't have time to talk about that here also. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Pinter.
Thank you so much.